As we're reporting, the judge made his decision on the same day that he handed down prison time for Camas resident Shay Sharon in a very similar case. In the Villa case, the defendant gave birth to a baby boy in mid-December of 2011 who had to be taken to the University of Utah Medical Center for drug withdrawal symptoms. The infant has since been adopted, but Deputy Summit County Prosecutor Joy Natale said the foster family wants to remain anonymous. She said the baby, at a little over a year old, still is underdeveloped in terms of his weight and height. Villa does not have a criminal record prior to this, but defense attorney Paul Quinlan said she has had mental health and drug issues for years. The defendant pled guilty last year to a count of child abuse, but a warrant was issued for her last fall when she didn't show up for sentencing. Quinlan noted she also left a treatment program called House of Hope, but she ultimately turned herself in this past December to the Adult Detention Center.
She turned herself in the day before her son's birthday. She never left Salt Lake after she walked from House of Hope. And as Ms. Natale indicated, they thought maybe she had returned to Ohio. She never contacted me. She didn't contact anybody. Thought maybe she returned to Ohio, where her mother lives. That turned out not to be the case. She just kind of slipped away into the back into the you know, sort of the drug underbelly of Salt Lake. She didn't pick up any additional charges.
Speaking to the court, Villa said she wishes she could take everything back and will do whatever she can to help her son. Judge Shaughnessy's probation gave her a year in the county jail with a credit for 69 days already served. Attorney Quinlan said he agreed with that, given his main goal is to get her into a treatment program.
I didn't think that, based on her history, that she deserved to be committed to the prison. And so this is what I said earlier, that in terms of what sort of message these sentences send, I hope it sends the message that everybody's going to be treated as an individual and all the facts and circumstances are going to be taken into consideration.
Joy Natale said they've prosecuted several cases of drug abuse during pregnancies in recent years. She said they've noticed the problem more since the opening of the Park City Medical Center.
That's not to say it wasn't going on, but it wasn't coming to our attention until the Park City Medical Center opened up and we started seeing these babies being born who were experiencing drug withdrawal symptoms and they were being tested. And so since our hospital opened, we have now filed four cases, and I believe there's a fifth one that's being investigated at this point in time.
Natale said they are notified about cases either from the hospital or from the state DCFS. Natale said the county is taking the problem very seriously.
Given the nature of the charges and the long-term impacts that this can have on children, the financial costs, the financial burdens that are imposed on the taxpayers, I think you heard me say in Constance's case, the baby's Medicare bills were close to $100,000. And so we take all of these things into consideration, and obviously we have a very strong interest in protecting children.
Deputy Summit County Prosecutor Joy Natale. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.